For example, P0 secure today's date is 05/10/2025. Dictation is for Lizzie Rodriguez. Rodriguez spells RODRIGUEZ. Lizzie spells LIZZI. Date of birth is 02/02/1977. This is a 48-year-old female. Here with knee pain, period. Patient said that she has a history of arthritis, and pain is somewhat similar. However, she said it's more painful this time. Said she's having pain with walking and walking up and down stairs, period. Said pain is located in the lateral surface of her knee joint. Non-radiating, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports cough. Said she was recently seen and treated for upper respiratory infection, but says the cough is still present. Said the cough keeps her up at nights, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication, allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 96%, urinary blood pressure is 128 over 88, pulse 89, respiration 18, temperature 97.7, period. Next paragraph. Right knee. Full range of motion with moderate discomfort. No effusion present, no erythema, and joint is not hot to touch. There's tenderness on the lateral surface, lateral knee joint, lateral joint surfaces. No erythema, no edema. Full range of motion with moderate discomfort, negative valgus, negative varus, negative Lachman, negative Murray, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macular papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Back, no deformity. Has some tenderness on the right lateral surface of her lumbosacral spine. No step off, no crepitus, no tenderness to the bony structures of her back, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, routine is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is knee pain, open parentheses, DJD, close parentheses. Assessment number 2 is lumbar radiculopathy. Number 3 is obesity. Number 4 is cough, period. Please go back to review of system. Patient reports back pain that shoots down her right thigh and stated that she has sciatica. And this pain seems to be similar, period. Back to assessment plan. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication: albuterol 2.5/3 mL. She used 3 mL with home nebulizer TIDPRN for cough. Next paragraph. Procedure: trigger point injection. Procedure was explained to patient. We talk about the complications, including recurrence, infection, and poor healing. Next paragraph. Patient expressed understanding of the complication and gave verbal consent for me to proceed, period. Next line, site was identified. Site of maximal pain was identified between patient and I. This site was marked with a skin marker. Next slide. Next paragraph. Correction. Next line. The site was then cleaned with alcohol, overwiped with betadine, and then overwiped with alcohol again. Next line. Solumedrol 80 milligrams mixed with 5 cc's of lidocaine, using a 2.5 inch needle. Medication was injected into the area of maximal pain. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. There were no complications. Site was then cleaned again and covered with a Band-Aid. On re-evaluation, patient's knee was moved into normal range of motion. She reports improved pain. She was strongly encouraged not, she already discouraged from going to another clinic to have more injections, as this should only be done once every 3 months. She says she understands. Patient was sent home with the following: baclofen, 10 milligrams, 1 PO at bedtime. Next medication, nebulizer machine with tubing and mask, number one. Next medication, albuterol, 2.5/3 mL. She would take 3 mL, use TID PRN with her home nebulizer for call. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none, end of dictation. Correction, patient was also given a consultation for the radiology clinic for a CT scan of her lumbosacral spine. End of dictation.